Okay, today's daf is Alf Tzadi Vav, and we continue our travels through Hamocher Peros, the sixth parak of Baba Basra. We are on five lines from the bottom, Tzadi Kemebez, Amar Rav Yehuda. So the three blot that we are in is a number of discussions of wine. How did we get into it? Because we got into it from the Mishnah that said if you sell a warehouse of wine, if you sell this warehouse of wine, if you sell this warehouse of wine that's for cooking, all the different umdinas that were discussed. So we're also going to have two more days discussions of wine until we get to the next Mishnah back on tomorrow's daf. Okay, so here we go. Amar of Yehuda. So just as by way of introduction, we're going to talk about the Bracha Bori Puragafen here. I mentioned yesterday the Machlokes Rishonim, whether if a person makes a Bori Pri Ha'etz on wine. So it says the Ritva, beginning of Maseches Brach, the beginning of the Kesem Varchin, in the Perek, the beginning of the Perek, and also on Daf Mem, says the Ritva, I'll read a few from Daf Mem and Brachas, V'ika L'mishpa Mina Nami. This is on the Mishnah that says, if you say Shahakol on anything, you're Yotze. So on that Mishnah, on Daf Mem, says the Ritva, V'ika L'mashpa Mina Nami, D'misha Birech Al Hayayin, Bori Pri Ha'etz Yatza. You see from here, the fact that you can make a shahakal on anything means, as long as it's more general, it's okay. So too, when it comes to Bori Pri Ha'etz on Hagafen, that would be good enough. Even if you make a bracha that is not its bracha, you are still Yotzei. That is what the Ritva says on Daf Mem in Maseches Brachas. But if you look in Tosfos in the first parak, on Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Brachas, Tosfos there, the context is where I make a bracha and I have the wrong bracha in mind and then I switch in the middle after I said Hashem's name. Is that okay if I switch to the middle? So the Tosfos there quotes a Machlokes in Psach, based on the Gemara there, because the Gemara there does not have a clear Psach. But Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Mi hoya omer Rabbeinu Chananel, im haya yodeya bebirur sheta'a b'diburo. Let's say it wasn't that you were thinking the wrong bracha, but you meant to say one thing and you said the other thing. Just the wrong thing came out. But it was, I meant to say, sometimes when by Havdalah it comes up, I meant to say Pesamim, but by mistake I said Bar Mir Ha'esh. I'm like, what did I just say? Right? You're looking at the Pesamim, you're about to smell the Pesamim, and you said it. So that's Ta'a B'diburo. So, says Tosfos, Sha'amar Bori Pri Ha'etz Tachas Bori Pri Ha'gafen. Let's say I meant to say Ha'gafen, and instead I said Ha'etz. De B'toka De Dibur Yachol Achzor. You could be Chozer B'toka De Dibur. But the example that Tosfos gives, that what a mistake I would have made, is that I said Bori Pri Ha'etz instead of Ha'gafen. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger there, in the Gilyon HaShas. I don't understand Tosfos. Tamoli, to yayin shame priyalov, to mavarchin bori priyagafen, imkain shapir mavarch bori priyates. What's the problem? El dehoyilu levara yoser, shahumi gefen, vimkain lo gara mi birek shahakol, to kaimon de yotse. It's no worse than shahakol. So it's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ritva. If I said a bori pri ha'ates on wine, do I have to repeat? Is that my Yotzei? So what's the Nekudas of Machlokes? If you look in the footnotes in the Ritva, Yachronim say it, but if you look in the footnotes in the Ritva, the beginning of Ketzim Ravarchin, so he explains, the issue is the Takana of Bori Pragaf, and how are we supposed to understand that? Is that just a more specific bracha? Like Bori Pri Ha'etz is more specific than Ha'adama? Like Mizonos is more specific than any? Right? Is that just the way we're supposed to understand it? It's all quantitative. It's all on the same line of brachas, getting more specific to more general. Or shall I say that no, Bori Pri Ha'gafen is unique. It's a special bracha enacted for this min, specifically. And I need this bracha for this min. It's not just specific and more general. V'hine yesh la'ayin. V'had dekavulo bracha b'rfnei atzma de'amnam lo hifkiu michlal berchas bari priyates. Maybe they didn't uproot it from bari priyates. Elo deboi pirid yoser dehavi priyagafen. O Afshar, de machmas chashivuso, because it's so chashiv, this is the only liquid that gets its own bracha, because of its chashivus, kavulo bracha miyuchedes, ve'ena klal miyasod pri ha'etz. Chazal have taken it out of the world of pri ha'etz, and therefore you have to say Bori Pri Ha'gafen. That's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva. So it's worse than Shahakol. Shahakol is Well, let's say it this way. According to the Ritva, it doesn't make a difference. Why is it different than Shahakol? Shahakol is general, and Bori Pri Ha'etz is general. So let's leave that for a minute. We will get back to that question, okay, about the bracha of Shahakol. Let's keep that in mind. Okay, let us go there now to further. Let's go further in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar, that's all by way of introduction. Bori Pri Ha'gafen. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yayin Hanimkar B'chanus. We've been speaking about this low-level wine, wine that can be sold in the store for immediate usage. So it's already starting to turn vinegary. It's already starting to turn. But it's still wine. So do you make, if it's already starting to turn, so what bracha do you make? Mivarchin alav, bori pregafen. Tanakama says, Rav Yehuda says, you make a bori pregafen on that. It's still wine. Still wine. We will see a little bit later, but the Rashbam already quotes it here, so we could quote it here. This type of wine, Yayin Hanimkar B'chanus, that's about to spoil, it smells like vinegar already, but it tastes like wine. That's going to be the issue. If it tastes like wine, but it smells like vinegar, does that make it lose its shame? Yayin, that's going to be the Machlokas Amarim here. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. But let's just, you're doing this. That's Yayin Hanimkar B'chanus. Says Rav Yehuda, you make a Bari Pregafen. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, Gabi Chamra Da'akrim Lamali. What do you mean? By wine that's spoiling? Why do you say this? Right? Why do you say that you would make a bracha, Bari Pregafen on this? Right? Meaning, what would you say? You would say a Shahakol. That's how the Rishonim explain it. You can't make a Bari Pregafen. Say Shahakol. So the question is, Bimanavshach. If it's wine, so what is it? It's a drink? That's why you say Shahakol? L'chora. Or it's any like any type of beverage, so you would say shahakol. Let's continue. So Meisve says the Gemara. I'll ask you a question. Al papas sheifsha, on bread that is spoiling, spoiled bread, moldy bread. The al yain shehikrim, or on wine that is turning. The al tavshil sheavra tsurasa, or on a cooked item that is avra tsurasa. Its tsura has turned, meaning it's spoiled. Like we say in by carbonus. If we're not sure if a carbon is possible, but we're not allowed to eat it, we have to wait till the next day and then for sure burn it. But that's called teubar tsuraso. Wait till its tsura changes. Make it possible. So in all these cases, what bracha do you say? Omer, shahakol nihyeh b'varel. So you see, you make a shahakol. And one of the examples is yayin shehikrim. So isn't this a raya to Rav Chisda and a kashan Rav Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Zvid, mode Rav Yehuda b'portzama. The Mizdave Akronasa. No, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Bari Pregafen, would admit by Pertzema. Pertzema is really spoiled. Really spoiled vinegar. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Very inferior type of wine that's spoiling. Because that's Mizdave Akronasa. That's sold on the corners. Meaning people aren't so medactic. They'll buy it. They're thirsty on the street. They'll buy it on the street and they'll take it. Because it's not that that is such a high level, superior type of wine, so he would agree. And that's what the Bryce is talking about, a case of Portsima. Period. 2 points. Number one is a point in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef notes, why is it, Hara number one. He says, it says, Tavshil Shnishtana Tsuraso, bread that is spoiling. We're obviously talking about something that is still edible. If something that is not edible anymore, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Says the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Dalad. Again, Hilchos Brachas is something that we have to review over and over again. It's not so simple, not in such a simple area of halacha, but Berachas Anenin. So we get a little bit here. Says the Beis Yosef, Davar Pashidhu, Dayanu Dafka Bishin is Kalkel Ksas, Dilubin is Kalkel Agamre. Says the Beis Yosef, it's totally not raw. If it's totally moldy, I don't know why I'd be eating it. But if it's totally moldy and I'm forcing myself to eat it, so then one wouldn't make a bracha at all. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. This is in the beginning of Siman Reish Dalel. That's where this halacha is quoted. Al davar she'ein gidulo min ha'aretz, on anything. This is the shahakol siman. Anything that does not grow from the ground, psar behema chayav va'of, dagim beitzim chalav gvina. Pas she'ifsha, that's our case. V'tavsha she'nishana tsurasa, but it's kalkel. V'novlos, in all those cases, one makes a shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Beis Yosef, pas she'ifsha, v'tis kalkel ksas ha'idezeh. Dilun is kalkel agamre, ein mevarchen alav klal. The Shaar Tzion also adds, if you have one area of the bread, sometimes you have one area of bread that got moldy, and the other area that did not get moldy. So if you have an area of the bread that did not get moldy, that's still amotzi. That's not moldy. Just because one area is moldy doesn't mean that the other area, even if I'm disgusted by it because part of it is moldy, doesn't mean it loses its shame lechem. But it's still going to be, you're still going to make hamotzi on the other part. Dilu kishemotzi b'hakikar makom shlodes apesh adayin b'vaday mevarech hamotzi yabrechas amazon. Fine. What is the bracha achrona on this item? I made a shahakol, let's say it was moldy bread. So I made a shahakol. Or it was a vegetable that was becoming putrid. Whatever the case is, I made a shahakol. What is the bracha achrona? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara just says shahakol. So if you look at the Rambam, if you're medayik in the language of the Rambam in Ilchus Brachas says, Pasha ifsha ches. Ilchus Brachas. Hapasha ifsha, v'yayin shehikris, v'tapsha shavar tzurasa, and all these cases that are spoiling. And by the way, grasshoppers that are edible, govai, v'hamelach, or salt, and pitriot, and all of those, you say shahakol. V'kol shemavarchan alav shahakol, mevarchan acharav, bori nefashas rabos. Says the Rambam, in this context, there's no such thing as a shahakol with something else other than a bori nefashas. Maybe we'll have a mizonos with a bori nefashas that we have with rice. But there's never a shahako with anything other than a bori nefashas. That's the Rambam.
What about the situation when you make the broth, you think it's good bread, when you make the mozi out of it, then you eat it and you find out.
If you think it's good bread.
What do you make as your broth?
Right, if you think it's good bread. So then you made a hamotzi by accident. So then, if it loses its shame lechem, then you wouldn't make hamotzi, you wouldn't bench. On a bench, right? It comes up. Another, the more common shaila is that pasala bakistan. I didn't think I was going to have a whole meal. I thought I was just going to have a snack, and it ends up, look what I ate. I'm at a smorgasbord. I had a cracker and a plate of meatballs. But then I end up having chicken and rice and like five different things, right? The post can scream about that. You're supposed to have wash if you have anything, pasala bakistan, because you ate as much as of a meal. But that's the Rambam Shita. That shahako bori nefashas. The first beer halacha, yeah.
In that case, you'd have to make the shahako again, wouldn't you?
In that case, well, if you didn't finish eating, if you already made a hamotzi, and then you realize, would you have to change your bracha now and say a shahako? Because hamotzi is a specific bracha that if it's not lechem, maybe you'd have to make a shahako then in that case, right? You have to make another bracha. But the first beer halacha in this simen, vida. Devor Barambam. The Rambam says, he quotes our Rambam, Shahakol means Bar Nefashas. V'luch Ora, he says, I beg to differ. Kivan da adayin chazi la'achilaksas. If it's, since we just established, it's got to be a little bit roy to eat. If it's not edible at all, you don't make any bracha. Right? But it has to be roy to eat a little bit. Ech yipater mi v'rchaz amazim. How can you not bench? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what this should be? This should be a Shahakol with a v'rchaz amazim. Trivia question. Spoiling bread. Find the bracha of amotzi, which is only durabanan. All berachas hanen in a durabanan. Kivan delo chashivi. Amru sheyivarech rak shahako. Since it's not chashav, make a shahako. Aval le'inyin berachas amazot shidah raisa. Eich nifka chiyuvo. If it's still edible, how did Chazal uproot the chiyuv of benching? It's edible. V'halo al kol panim al yidei etachak chazi l'mechle. So he says, maybe the Chazal only meant this if you didn't eat kedei sviya. If you ate the moldy bread, but you're not chayv daraisa to bench. So then, hey mamru, they could uproot the daraisa of benching. But if you add up to satiation of spoiling bread, says the Mishnah Berurah, I am very, in the Bir Halacha, avachusha achal kedei sviya, the berachas amazon, shalohu daraisa, chayiv levarech berachas amazon, kivan deyadiyat chachazi la'achila, v'yach mitchila berach shahako, les lanba. This is an example, says the Bir Halacha, of a shahako with benching, v'tzarech iyun lamaisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tzarech iyun, I don't know what to do. So if you look at the Rambam, it doesn't make any chilukim. Right, sounds like the Rambam is saying across the board, shahako can never get you anything more than a bori nefashas, for sure not a benching. But the Bir Halacha is not happy with that, because he thinks if it has, right, what would the Rambam answer? The Rambam would have to answer that it lost its shame lechem. Even if it's edible, it lost its shame lechem. And if it lost its shame lechem, then you're not going to bench on it. You're going to make a shahakol. That would be the shita of the Rambam. Okay, so we have the Beis Yosef, Ibn Iskalka, Lonis Kalka Lagamre, the Sharat Siyun, and what you would do in that case. And then we have the discussion of Bracha Achrona. It's amazing though. So you would make a shahakol. What? Shahakol is the the catch all of brachas. So we'll have to talk soon. Let's do a little more. We'll have to talk soon about what exactly is the godless of the bracha of shahakal. You know what? Let's spend 2 minutes doing it now, and then we'll continue because I don't think it comes up again. The bracha of shahakal. So we say, but shahakal is the catch all of everything. So why is that true? Why does shahakal work for everything? Similar question to what we just asked by Bari Pir Goffin a few minutes ago. Is it because shahakal is just more inclusive? It's the most inclusive bracha. It's nothing qualitatively different that Chazal made up. You start from the most specific, you have ha'eitz, and then you have hadama, then you have shahakal, it's even more inclusive. Or is there something different about shahakal? Because if you look at some of the sources, it's very unusual. You look in the Gemara in Brachas, Lama Chesma, Beis, Lama Tesma, and Aleph. The Gemara there, where's my Brachas? Here it is. Where's my brachas? You can look in the Gemara, Lama Chesem, Beis, Lama Tesem, and Aleph. The Gemara says, Hechi Mevarech al Zayis Maliach. What bracha do you say on a salted olive? Kiven de Shekili Legarine, Batzer Leshire. So the Gemara says, Yirmiyah says, maybe because you take out the pit and you're only eating less than a Kizayis, because, hence, right, you take out the pit, so the shear is less. And therefore what? So most Rishonim say, you know what the issue is? Bracha achrona. Bracha achrona. If you don't have the right shear for an olive, so then you wouldn't make a bircha, right? You wouldn't make a bracha, proper bracha achrona. Rashi says, v'gabi birchas peras aretz, achila ksiva, v'achila b'kazayis. Right? Tosis there. Tafka bracha shala achrov b'inon shear. Bracha shala fana v'yun bachos b'kashir. All the Rishonim, 99% of the Rishonim say, Pe'echad, the whole discussion in the Gemara here, what bracha do you make if you only have a little bit, is a discussion of bracha achrona. Bracha Rishona, you don't need any shear. Any tiny amount, you're going to make a bracha Rishona. That is the Gemara in Bracha Lamechesma Beis. If you look at Rabbi Yonah there in the back says, it's even a suffix about bracha Rishona. If you don't have the proper shear, you know what Rabbi Yonah says? You'll make a shahakol. That's the suffix. Do you make a shahakol on pachas mikashir? Pachas mikashir? What does pachas mikashir have to do with shahakol? Shahakol is a more general bracha. What does that have to do with pachas mikashir? Question one. Here's another question. The Gemara says, it's a famous Rama, beginning of Ketzin Mavarchin. Bracha on a davar hamazik. It damages you. Let's say you drink oil straight. That's the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says you make a bari pri ha'etz on oil. So the Gemara says, you drink it straight? It can't be you drink it straight because that's killing you. The Gemara says, oh, it must be you're dipping your thing in oil. Do you make a bracha on the oil? Okay, and you make medicine with oil in it. But the Gemara has a line. If it's oil, you can't make a bracha on oil. So most Rishonim say, there's no bracha on that. The Rambam says, there's no specific bracha on oil. You make a shahakol. That's the Rambam. So again, what is shahakol doing there? That's not a more general bracha. And one other one. Tosfos and brachas daf mem gimel amid aleph. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll just do this one now. Tosfos mem gimel amid aleph. Tosfos says, fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos says, talking about the bracha of Reach. What bracha do you say on Besamim? Says Tosfos, Barachas Gedolos, etc. Yesh Mefarshim, Shemivarech, Shehakol Niyabidvaro. If you walk into a spice store and there are different spices, and some you should say Atzi Besamim, and some you should say Mini Besamim, and some you should say this, Isve Besamim, you know what? Just say Shehakol, you cover your bases. Shehakol! On smelling? So, my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, once developed the idea, it's in Yibel HaYovlos, one of the Svarim put out a number of years ago in the lifetime of the Rav, he explains that maybe shahakol is not just more general. It's not just a more inclusive bracha along the line of brachas. But maybe it is a different type of bracha. All other brachas relate to the cheftza that you are eating. Chazal enacted, I have to, in turn, before I get hana'a, acknowledge what I am eating. Borei mine mizonos. Borei pri hadama. I'm focusing on the item that I'm about to eat. Shahakol, it's not focused on any item. Shahakol ni abidvaro. You know why? Because shahakol is about the hana'as hagavra. It's not focused on the cheftza in front of me. And that's why it's more general. Not because it's similar to the other ones, but it's qualitatively different. I'm focusing on me. On the hana'as hagavra, that's why anything can be included. And that's why even smelling. And that's why even if I eat less than a shear. Right, and that's why I didn't mention it, but there's one Risho, the Arzarua has a tshuva, the Marach Arzarua, that, let's say I know I'm eating Iker and Tafel, so usually I make a bracha on the Iker, I don't have to make a bracha on the Tafel. What if I eat the Tafel before the Iker? What if I eat the Tafel before the Iker? So, most Rishonim say you have to make a bracha, because you're not eating the Iker yet. Says the Marach Arzarua, make a Shahakol. Shahakol, whatever the Tafel is. Again, because Shahakol is a more general, it's a different type of bracha. And that's why it might even work on smell and other things that don't really fit into the world of brachas. Even maybe on a davar mazik, that you might just say just the opposite. But the mazik, you can't focus on the item because it's hurting you. But you are getting some nutrition, even though it's hurting you. So therefore, you still have to make the bracha of shahakol. Okay, that's more rias to that. But feel free, yibol ayovlos, the article by Mori Verabi of Rosenzweig. Okay, let's continue now. Second to last line. Amalei Abayler of Yosef. So remember, we just had a machlokas. Spoiling wine. What do you say? Do you say still a bari for a guffin, or do you say a shahakol? So Abai says, Rav Yosef, ha, Rav Yehuda, ha, Rav Chizda, markaman svirle. Hey, Rav Yosef, who do you hold like in this machlokas, if you didn't Rav Chizda? So Amarlei, Mastisa Yadana. I don't know who I hold like, but I know there's a brisa. I know there's a brisa. So we're going to quote a brisa that's going to go for the next amud. See where the brisa ends? Three lines from the bottom. Two dots. The brisa ends three lines before that. So it's not even going to be clear who he's holding like, because this brisa is going to have a machlokas that seems to be parallel exactly to the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Chisda. So let's see, what does the brisa say? Titanya, habodik es achavis lios mafresh ala truma veholech. What's the case? I have 100 barrels of wine, so I'm selling the barrels of wine. So let's say before I sell a barrel of wine, I'm going to take off truma from. I have one designated barrel, and I'm going to take off truma from that barrel for all my wine. So I'm about to sell this barrel, so I'm like, okay, a little bit of a truma, a little bit of wine in that barrel should be truma. And then I sell another one, I'm like, a little more in that barrel. And I keep track how much truma I'm taking off until the barrel's going to be full of truma, and then I'll give it to the kohen. The question is, though, I have to make sure that I'm taking off truma wine on wine. How often, I have to check every so often, that the barrel that I'm using for truma designation is still wine and it hasn't turned to vinegar yet. So what happens, lo and behold, one day I check and it has turned to vinegar. So how far back do I have to assume that it switched? Or do I have to assume like right after I last checked? Or maybe yesterday? Right? How far back do I have to assume that it switched to vinegar and I have to call all the people I sold truma to, I sold the wine to, and I have to say, you know what, you're drinking tevel. I'm sorry, but you have to take off more truma. So that's the brisa. Habodik as a chavis lios mafresh aleha truma. I'm checking my barrel because I'm using it to be mafresh truma. What would be the problem of taking off vinegar? So the Rashbam quotes, we had a few days ago, the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds that wine and vinegar are two different meaning. And you can't take off two different meaning, be mafresh one on the other. That's what the Rashbam quotes here. If you look at the Rashba says no, it's even according to everybody. Even if you say wine and vinegar is one min, even if you say it's one min, but if you had in mind wine, you thought it was wine, and it turned out to be vinegar, then it's still a problem. That's called a hafrasha b'taus. Even if it's one min, if I think I'm doing one thing, and I'm doing something else, then it's still one min. So, because it's very difficult, says the Rashba, to say that this brisa is going according to Rebbe. Who says it's only going according to Rebbe? Okay, says machlokas Rashbam Rashba. Who this brisa is going according to. Okay, says the brisa. So if I'm going to check, and I found out, oy vey, it turned to vinegar. So kol gimel yom vadai mikan veilach safeg. For 3 days, it's for sure. After that, it's a doubt. What does that mean? So Mike Amar, what does that brisa mean? So three opinions. Three opinions what that means. What does that mean? 3 days for sure, and after that, safeg. Opinion number one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hachi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Kol gibel yamim harishonim vadayayin. The 3 days after you checked it is for sure wine. It's for sure wine. Why? Because if you tasted the wine, and it tasted like wine, so then it takes at least 3 days to turn to vinegar. And even if it started turning right after you checked, it's going to take 3 days. Why? It's still going to taste like wine. It might smell like vinegar, but it's still going to taste like wine, and you go by the taste. And therefore, for 3 days, right after you checked, it's for sure okay. Mikan ve'eluch safek. After that, if you checked a week ago, then the first 3 days is vadai wine, and the 4 days after that, until now, is safek, because you don't know. You don't know. My time, so what's this far? As I just explained, chamra me'iloi okar. Wine goes bad from the top. V'hai te'im, from the top of the barrel. V'hai te'im evel akar, and you tasted the top of the barrel, and nothing happened yet. Im timsa lomar basar te'im akar, even if you want to say that right after you tasted it, it uprooted, meaning it started to spoil, havi recha chala v'tai mechamra. It would still smell like vinegar, but it would taste like wine for at least another 3 days. V'kol recha chala v'tai mechamra, chamra. And if it smells like vinegar, but it still tastes like wine, it's still going to be wine. And therefore, spoiling wine still has the status of wine, le'inyin, truma, right? And that's what we're going to connect this shita to the shita of Rav Yehuda, who says this spoiling wine, you still say a bari prayer gafanon. That is all pshat number one. Number two, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, no, this is the pshat of the braisa. 3 days for sure after Safek. Kol gulim yamim ha'achronim vadei chometz. The 3 days prior to your present check, it's for sure chometz. Why? Because it takes 3 days to become fully spoiled, which it is now. Mikam lahalan Safek. Before these 3 days, then it's a Safek. My time, a why? Chamra mitatoy akar. Wine gets bad from the bottom of the barrel. The emer akar v'lavadaite. So therefore, when you checked last, I don't know, maybe it was already starting to spoil. It smelled like vinegar already, and maybe it started to spoil already, and I hold, smells like vinegar, it is vinegar. The intim salomar me'iloyakar, and even if you want to say that me'iloyakar, meaning it started to spoil from the top, v'hati'ime v'lo akar, and you didn't taste it, but timabasatitime akar, maybe right after you tasted it, it started. And therefore, havi reche chala v'tame chamer. And right after you checked, it started smelling like vinegar. And you know what? For reche chala v'tame chamer chala. And I hold, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that if the reach is wine, is vinegar, and the taste is wine, then it's vinegar. Right? So that'll be the other shita. That's like Rav Chisda. That's the second shot of the brisa. Third shot, Derumai Masu Bishmei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They have a different version of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rishonim Vadai Yayin. Count up both. The first 3 days are for sure wine. Achronim vadei chometz. The achronim are for sure vinegar. Emsoim safek. And the middle ones are safek. So the Gemara, how does that work? Hagufa kasha. Amad rishonim vadei yayin. You said the first three are wine. Alma. But what do you mean? In those cases, the issue is maybe it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine. So if you say the first ones are for sure wine, so then alma rechei chala v'taymi chamer chamer. Then you're saying that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's for sure wine. Then you're saying achronim vadei chometz. Then you're saying the last 3 days are vadei chometz, alma reichei chala v'tamei chamer chala. Then you're saying that if it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine, it's like vinegar. So what are you holding this third shita? So my answer is kagon de'ishtake chala siftika. No, when you just checked, you found it is very strong vinegar, very strong. Meaning this is real vinegar. It has to be that 3 days ago it was already tasting like vinegar, because it's so strong. If it wasn't fully vinegar 3 days ago, you wouldn't, have this, it wouldn't taste like siftika now. End of the brisa. End of the brisa. So now the Gemara says, now getting back to why was this whole thing brought in? Remember, Abaye asked Rav Yosef, who do you hold like? So what did he answer this brisa? So what was his answer? So, Kaman Pashalei, what did he answer? He quoted this brisa, but who did he hold like? So it's not clear, because this is machlokas here. So pligi barav mari barav zvid, chad amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'chad amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right? Not clear what he answered. He said, I don't know, but I know this brisa. This brisa has a machlokas, so it's not clear which he said.
In all these cases, if you knew for sure at some point that it was wine, and that the tumor was good at that point, and then it turned to vinegar, what do you do as far as giving it to the coin? You still give it to the
You knew for sure...
When your mouth is sure fine.
It's suffic truma. Suffic truma to give it to the Kohen. Meaning if you know it's vinegar, you know this might have been. The question is, does truma wine that turns to vinegar lose its kedusha? That's a question. Mm-hmm. Not sure. Because it changes status. You gave truma wine. So does it lose its status if a czar uses that? Is he chayv yisibid shemayim? I'm not sure. So look it up. Okay. The Ritva on this last line says, so what do you mean, why did one person pick Rabbi Yochanan and one person pick Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So either they had a Mesorah, Pirish, Gemara, Gamre, Lo, Kol, Chad, V'chad, Inami, or they each said who they think the halacha is like. And he would have proven whoever the halacha is like. The Ilu, Milish, Rabbi Yosef, Lekal, Melech, Miti. Because from Rabbi Yosef's answer, you can't tell anything. So it has to be that they said something. And the Psak halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, we say that you do make a Borei pre hagafen. It's still considered wine as long as it tastes like wine. Good. Let's talk for a moment about talking about Hafrashas Truma here. Hafrashas Truma. Let's talk a little bit about... Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention one Abu Droham before. And there's an Abu Droham, two Abu Drahams in 2 days. Amazing. The Abu Droham notes, he says, why is it, back on Shehakol, why is it that Shehakol is the only bracha that you don't say Borei by? Right? Borei Priya Gavin, Borei Priya Eitz. We say Borei by everything. Hashem created it, and we say Shehakol Ne'abedvaro. So again, according to Rav Rosenzweig's pshat, that it's a different type of bracha. Okay, I understand, but still, why not borei? So the Abu Droham writes, because included in shehakol is meat. Right? It doesn't grow from the ground, in gedulah min haaretz, and meat was not nivra to be eaten, originally. Right? Originally, before the chait, Adam was supposed to be a herbivore. Right? We got after Noah, okay! Hakar Satov. We saved all the animals, now we could eat some animals. But it wasn't Nivra for that purpose, that's why we can't say Borei when it comes to Shehakol. Because it wasn't Nivra for that purpose. That's the Abu Droham. Okay. Hafrasha. So we're talking, the Gemara talks about Hafrasha, Shumas, and Maisus here. So there is two discussions. Maybe they're connected, but two discussions. Number one, how do we look at the mitzvah of Hafrasha? This question is asked by a number of mitzvahs. It's asked by Shechita. It's asked by Kisui Hadam. It's asked by Chalitza. Right? Somebody emailed about me about Chalitza a couple of weeks ago. Is the mitzvah, of course it's a mitzvah, it's counted as one of the 613. But inherently, is it what we call a mitzvah, or is it what we call a matir? Is it just allowing me to do something? And therefore, maybe a certain matirs, maybe you would say you don't even make a bracha. We generally make brachas on matirim anyway. But that is a question. Is it more of a mitzvah? Is it a matir? And l'may nafkamina, what if I have no intention, meaning it's matir, I take a mafresh, my chubas or maisris, and then I'm able to eat my grain, eat my produce. L'may nafkamina, big nafkamina, what if I have no interest? What if I'm letting my field just grow? I'm not going to, I have no plans to eat from my field. Do I have to take off chubas or maisris? Do I have to be mafresh anything? I have no plans. So if it's a matir, why should I have to take off? Mashenkit, if it's a mitzvah, I should. This is a well-known taz at the beginning of Yaradeya. I would say up there in the top 3-4 tazes in Hilchos Shechita. Says the taz, in Yaradeya even. The taz is Aleph Zayin. Aleph Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Aleph Zayin, the taz is Aleph Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch there is talking about a case of a Shomea Ve'inu Medaber. Right, if a person can't speak, is there a lachachila for him not to shecht because he can't say the bracha? So the Taz and the Shach discuss there, what's the, is there somebody else making the bracha here without getting into the details? But the Taz there discusses the mitzvah of Shechita, and then he says, Iker kavana lasi shevach lamakom baruchu al sha'asar lanu achilas basar below Shechita. The bracha of Allah Shechita is a bracha shevach. Ubazev vadai kol Yisrael shayach shos pos a bracha. The Shochet himself doesn't have to say the bracha. It's not a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, it's a bracha on really, really, theoretically, anybody could say it. Shari al kulam yish iser. El shei makom levarech shevach zeh el b'sha shechita shum behema. So it's really, you only make that bracha here, but it's really a bracha shevach. Dugma ladavar, he gives another example, the bracha of lahachniso, by bris milet, shevach v'hodaya. But you only say it when you do a bris. Another example, bracha zerisin, right, that it's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the institution of marriage. But in contrast to all of this, says the Taz, he throws it in here. Aval ba'afrashas truma have yikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha lo al iser achilas tevel shaharei mitzvahs hafrasha chiyuv alav afilu im eino rotzel le'echol min hatfua adayin. Even if you have no plans to eat, you have to be mafresh, says the Taz. The Taz Ashita is that it is a mitzvah. Have a mitzvah those kashar mitzvahs. The kivin she'enu chiyuv aguva lazos kein. Defshel chumad de shliach lo nechlak a mitzvah v'abracha zemizem, etc. That is the shita of the Taz. It is a mitzvah even if I have no intention to eat. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger right there. Lo matzasi zeh. De bepshuta hu kishar ra kishar rotza lochlo laochlo asarat shefer shuma. He says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Lachor, it's only if you want to eat it. It's a matir. It's a matir type of mitzvah. And then he says, Ubemagin Avram, Reisim and Ches, Kach Kasav Le'inyin Chala, V'hua Din B'Truma. What's that, Magin Avram? The Magin Avram there is talking about in the Tzitzis, making a Berachas mitzvah sitting down. Do you have to? That's the first mitzvah that's spoken about in the Shulchan Aruch. Tzitzis, first mitzvah you have to do. So the Shulchan Aruch there talks about you have to make the bracha standing. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Challah that says an Isha Aruma can make the bracha of Hafrashas Challah sitting down. should make the bracha sitting down. So the Magen Avraham says, no, challah, because challah is not really such a mitzvah. It's more of just a matir. So we're makel. We're makel about the bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, there shouldn't be any difference between challah and truma. Just like challah is a matir, so the truma is a matir. So that's a discussion in the Taz versus the Magen Avraham, the Taz in Yoredeya, Magen Avraham, which is only on Arachayim and Simen Ches, whether Hafash Truma is a mitzvah or a matir. The other issue is, I'll mention it in one line, and then we'll continue, and then we'll come back if we have time, and that is, how many mitzvahs do you count Hafash Truma as? The Rambam has one mitzvah. Hafash Truma. I'm Hafash my Truma. The Ramban in Shorish Yud Beis says, no, it's two mitzvahs. Hafrasha and Nesina. Big Mafreshit, and then giving it to the Kohen, two separate mitzvahs. Right? What the slumdus for that is, maybe it's connected. It could be that it's connected to this previous machlokas, mitzvah versus matir, but we'll try to get back to it if we can. Okay, two dots. Three lines from the bottom. Itmar, hamocher chavez yayin lechaveiro v'hech mitzah. Let's say I sell you some wine, and soon afterwards it turned to vinegar. It was turning. So Amar Rav, kol gimel yom harishonim birshus mocher. If it's spoiled within the first 3 days, then it's the seller's problem, and he has to refund the money or get him wine. Why? Because obviously it was already spoiling when I sold it to you. And even if you want to say that it has the status of wine at the moment, but in terms of a sale, if it became within 3 days, it got ruined, so then it is my responsibility. Right? Again, this is halacha lemaisa in many different cases. You buy something which is junk, but you didn't know it was junk and it breaks within 3 days. So it could be that, hey, if you knew it was junk, then it's your responsibility. Mikan ve'elev, which is lokeh, but if it's spoiled after 3 days, it was in the reshus of the buyer, meaning it's the buyer's responsibility. There is a machlokas here in the Rishonim. What if the person tasted it? What if the buyer tasted it? Even there, do you say within 3 days he could return it? So the Rashbam says yes. The Rashbam says, even if he tasted it, it doesn't matter, it's okay, you can still return it within 3 days. It's not called Savar V'Kibel. Right? Look at the first line of Tosfos also. Afilu Nasan La Lokeach Mos. What he said, even if he gave the money, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, also that says that the Ritva says here that only if he didn't taste it. Okay? Either way, that is the difference between within 3 days and after 3 days. Ushmul Amar, no. Chamra akatva demare shavar. Wine is carried on the back of the owner. What does that mean? Wine is carried on the back of the new owner, meaning the buyer. What is that supposed to mean? So Rashbam here, and he quotes it also from his Zeda, Rashi in Baba Metzia says, you know what that means? It's the mazel, it's the bad mazel of the buyer. Tough luck on him. Meaning even within 3 days, it turned to vinegar. You have bad mazel, what can I do? That's what it means. The wine is carried on your shoulders. Meaning you have bad mazel. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos here says, I don't think that fits into the words. What does bad mazel have to do with carrying wine on your shoulders? Says Tosfos, Adir Mazel Shmuel. You know what I think the pshat is? Rabbeinu Tam says on the fourth medium line, no, it means that the wine was fine with me. When you carried it home on your shoulders and you shook it around on your shoulders, it got banged around, you probably did something to the wine, and now it's spoiled. That's the problem. That's the problem here. That's the second shot, right? So literally, it has to do on the shoulders of the owner. The Rashba quotes the third shot, maybe it has to do with the fact that he poured it into his own kalim, so that's what ruined it. But either way, Shmuel says the buyer is responsible. Aver Rav Yosef uvda kavasi de Rav v'shichra v'kavasi de Shmuel b'chamra. Rav Yosef acted like Rav when it comes to beer, meaning the difference between before and after 3 days, and like Shmuel when it came to wine. He said that it's always the responsibility of the buyer. V'hilchaz kavasi de Shmuel, and the halacha is like Shmuel because we hold halacha is like Shmuel b'dine when it comes to dini mamadis. There is an interesting tshuva of the Netziv in the Meshav Davar in Gimel Yutes. The Netziv has a case where somebody bought a cow. So he bought a cow and he thought the cow would produce, 30 pails of milk a day. And it only produces 10 pails of milk a day. And he wants to be chozerbo. Mekatos. This cow is not as productive as I thought. He went to the Netziv and says, I'm very upset about this. Says the Netziv, tough luck on you. Tough luck on the buyer. Why? Because Shehari Yadua, Deteva Haparos Lehishtanos. You know, cows change. Cows produce differently based on their grazing, based on where they are, even based on how many other cows are in the yard with them. Look at the Gemara Maseches Bechorah, Daf Lamed Tes. The more there are, the better it is, because they're happy and they feel like they're next to their friends and they eat better. Right? So he says things change. Conditions change the effect of the cows. And also what they, the gam hergol ofen achilasa, how often you feed them, ose roshim galda b'chalav, and therefore, sorry, but even if the cow produces a little less, you can't get back your money. That's only if they didn't specify. If they specified this cow that produces blank, then it might be a different story. But if it was just an understanding, says the Netziv, so then it is the buyer's responsibility, and it relates to our Gemara, which has to do with changing items changing after they are sold. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Echad sheichat tamarim ve'echad sheichat sa'arim ve'echad shimrei yayin. All different types of beer, date beer and barley beer, and dregs of wine, the dregs on the bottom of the barrel, all of that gets a shahakol. All that gets a shahakol. What's the chiddush of the dregs of wine is that you don't say bar piragafen, you make a shahakol. The chiddush of the beer is that you don't make a ha'etz, or on sa'orim, you don't make a paslo mizonos. So this is another important discussion. Tosas and brachas. Tosas and brachas on daf lamid ches asks with three answers. Why don't you make a mizonos on beer? The Gemara says that mizonos is never batel. Why don't you make a mizonos on beer? That's the Gemara. Kol sheishba mechameshes aminim. It's never batel. There's mizonos and something is never batel, except with one exception. Tosas there has one exception. That not this toast, but the other toast, if the mizonos is only there to hold the other ingredients together, what's called a binder. If it's only there for a binder, so then it's totally batel. But otherwise, mizonos is never batel. That's the issue of licorice. Licorice, I think minaga olam, and most poskim, Rabbi Forrest says this, and others say that licorice gets a shahakol. Gets a shahakol. Why? Because there is flour in there, but it's only to help bind the other ingredients together. There is a minority of poskim that say you should make a mizonos on shahakol, on licorice. A mizonos on licorice. Why? Because of this issue. It's never batel, because they say they did the research, and it's not just there for binding. It's also there for texture. It's also there for taste. It's a Messias question. But the minhag olam generally is to make a shahakol on licorice. That's licorice. What about beer? Ask Tosas, on mechas man aleph. Why don't we make a mizonos on beer? Tosas has three answers. Three answers. Answer number one, says Tosfos, is because you don't really have barley in there, you just have the taste of barley. They soak it, but they don't put barley, not pieces floating around. It's not like pulp, right? So number one, there's no pieces in there. Number two, says Tosfos, because sheyesh bo iluya achrina bapas, the sugi mesechas brachas, that this isn't the ultimate usage of barley. Cookies or bread is the ultimate usage, that's why you don't make a mizonos on it. And number three, it's a drink. All drinks get a shahakol. Bishtia omer shahakol. It's a drink. Doesn't matter if it's a mizonos drink. All drinks besides wine get a shahakol. That's an important point we'll get back to again about schnapps. We'll talk about how much is it a drink or not, but we'll see. Let's first finish, and if not, we'll start with that tomorrow. Says the Gemara. So the Tanna Kamma says all of these get a shahakol. Acherim omrim shmarim sheish b'm tam yayin b'varach alim b'ray b'ragafen. Acherim say no. If the dregs of wine, the dregs from the bottom of the barrel, and they have some liquid in them also, you get, that's a b'ray b'ragafen. That's not a shahakol. So it's a machlokas about the dregs. Rabar v'yavyosli tamri shavayu, ein halacha k'acherim. No, we pass it on, pass it like acherim, you make a shahakol, not a b'ray b'ragafen. Amar Rava, so Rava says, let's talk about this machlokas. Tekulei alma, everybody agrees. Ramatzlasa va'asa arba'a chamrehu. Right? If it is, right, 3 and 3 out of 4, va'asa arba'a chamrehu. If it's 3 quarters wine, right, and 1 quarter, 3 quarters water and 1 quarter wine, that's enough to consider it wine. That's enough to consider it wine. 3 to 1. Rava, that's Rava, right? So that's not a machlokas. It is 3 to 1. It's only less than that ratio. Do we say there's a machlokas, whether it's wine or water? Rava la taimei. Rava goes according to his reasoning, as he says in other places. Dama Rava, kol chamra dlo dari al chad tlas mayalav chamru. If you have wine that's not strong enough to take 3 quarters water, then it's not wine. So that's his shita. 3 to 1 ratio. 3 water, 1 wine, that's called wine. Less than that, meaning 3, if it's 4 to 1 water, something like that, that would be considered water. But 3 to 1 is considered wine. Rama, and the Ritva notes on here, all these ratios that we're having and we're about to have only has to do with the wine in those days. Obviously, every generation has to figure out how strong or diluted their wine is to figure out what the status is. But Rama Tzlasa V'Asa Tzlasa V'Lav Klumhu. What if it's Rama, if it's three, and if you put in three, let's say, cups of water into the dregs on the bottom, and you get out three exactly, so below klumu. So there you, if you put in three things of water, and you get out three cups of water, so also we would say, in that case, it is not considered wine, because you put in three water, and you get out three water. So ki pligi, what's the machlokes about? Derama tzlasa, vasa tzlasa upalka. You put in three cups of water, and you got out a little more, three and a half cups of water. So obviously a half a cup of this water, purple drink, is from the dregs. So is that good enough? So it's basically 6-1, right? Six half cups of water and one extra half a cup. The Rabbanan Savri, Tlosa Ayil, Tlosa Nava. The Rabbanan say, no. Three water went in and three water went out. Pashle palga, right? And there's only a half left. Upalga b'shisa palgi maya v'lo klumu. That's not the Rabbanan say that you're going to make a shahakol on that, because that 6-1 is not a good ratio, and you're going to make a shahakol. V'yachayim savri no. Tlasa ol, three water went in. Trein upalga nafik. There's always a certain level that's absorbed into the dregs. So if you put in three, you only got out 2.5. 2.5 of water. So you have 2.5 of water, and then how much came out altogether? 3.5. So you have a whole one. You have a whole one. Pashle kuza. You have a whole cup of dregs. So it's 2.5-1. V'kuza betrayu palga chamer ma'alyahu. So that ratio would be good enough to be considered wine, and that's why you would make a Bori Priyagafen, according to Acherim. Okay? We will have to stop here. But tomorrow we will start with making Kiddush on Schnapps. Make Kiddush on Schnapps. What is the Heter? What is the defense? What do Rova Poskim say about that? And we'll get to an issue. Maybe Schnapps is not even called a drink. And if it's not called a drink, maybe you can't even make Kiddush on it. We will get into that. Hashem, tomorrow. What? Mizonos, we'll see what you're supposed to make on it, but in Lodover Sof, that's going to be the question that we'll have. We'll start by the Shem with that tomorrow, about Schnapps, and then we'll get into tomorrow, Tzadik Zion. This is the grape juice Daf and Shas. The source for grape juice, yes or no, is on tomorrow's Daf, and also the source for Yain Mavushal for wine that's tucked away right here. Basra Tzadik Zion, and the Rashbam there. Okay, we'll get to the Bezrim tomorrow.